Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. God is so good. Tell you what, God has something in store for you this morning. Amen. I want you to prepare your hearts, prepare your mind. Amen. Now, I know First Lady said don't say this, but I don't plan on being long. I really don't. But I want to drop this on you. Amen. Something that the Lord has put in my heart. Amen. Something I study often. And it's about praise and worship and praising Father God for who he is and all that he's done. And because he is the creator of all. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, kids, y'all are going to be dismissed. Y'all give our kingdom kids a big round of applause. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for grace today. And I thank you, Lord, as the word goes forth this morning, that it would touch lives. Father, you know what your people need. You know what your children need, Jesus. Lord, you know what your children need. And I thank you that the right word at the right time will be dropped into their spirit that will cause the right results, Father God, for them this week in their lives, Father God. And I thank you that they will forever be changed and the enemy will forever be defeated in Jesus' name. We call it done now. In Jesus' name we pray, everybody say, amen. Praise God. Turn to Psalms 103, and we're going to start right there. Now, you know, in the book of Psalms, I love reading the book of Psalms. You know, Proverbs is all about wisdom. But boy, you get over into the book of Psalms, it's all about worshiping and praising God. Amen. But Psalms 103 is unique to other chapters in the book of Psalms. Amen. Why? Because it's all about pure worship. It's only focused on Yahweh, the great I am. Amen. You know, there's no mention of historical circumstances. David not talking about his enemies. He's not talking about different foes and different threats and making requests, and he's not complaining. He's not making petitions. He's just talking he's talking about bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Let me share what I'm talking about before I go there. Psalms 101. I don't quite know where I'm going to go. It's in the 101. Let me find it. Let me show what I'm talking about. Amen. Okay. Psalms 101 verse 5 says, whoever secretly slandered his neighbor, him I will destroy. Amen. Verse 7, he who works deceit shall not dwell within my house. He who tells lies shall not continue in my presence. Amen. Then God says, I cut them all off. Psalms 102, David is saying, verse 2, he said, Lord, don't hide your face from me in the day of my trouble. Incline your ear to me. In the day that I call, answer me speedily, Lord. And he goes on to say, I'm consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned like a heath. He's talking about all his anguishes and all his pains. Now, he goes on to say, Lord, I will praise you, and I will give you glory and all that good stuff. But when we get to Psalms 103, David implores you and me. Now, this is a command of God. He said, bless the Lord. Come on, somebody. He said, bless the Lord. What does he mean when he says, bless the Lord? He's not talking about, he's not complaining right now. He's not making a request to God. He's not saying, Lord, I hate my enemies, Lord. When you gonna answer me, Lord? When you gonna avenge me, Lord? When, why me, you, and all that? No, he just simply said, bless the Lord. Amen. He said, bless the Lord. You know, First Lady said not long ago, she said, praise team, when you sing songs, and I've known this for a while, amen. She ain't told me nothing new, praise God. Nah, I'm just playing. But when we sing songs, that's why we sing songs bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is in me, bless his soul. Why? Because it's all about him. Now, there are songs that you can sing. What's that song? God will do what he said he do. He's able. Now, it's putting the focus on me. Amen. Lord, I know you're able, but I'm asking for something. But when you begin to worship and praise God, the only thing that's your only focus is, God, how great you are. Lord, how good you are. I just want to say thank you. Amen. David said, bless the Lord. He said, bless the Lord. Amen. It's pure worship and praise. It's the purest form of worship listed in scripture here in Psalms 103. Amen. This is a personal call to worship. And then as we go on down through Psalms 103, we're going to see that he even tells the angels, your job is to bless the Lord. Then he's going to say, everything in the universe, you must bless the Lord. Amen. What does the scripture say? The scripture says, we don't open the Bible for us. It says the rocks will cry out. Amen. It says the trees will lift their branches. Come on, y'all. All of creation blesses the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, Psalms 103 is to believers. Amen. It's not to the world. It's to believers because it says it's to those who fear the Lord and keep his covenants and his precepts and do them. Amen. So it's directed to you and me. How many believers do we have in the house? Amen. 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 Anybody not saved? If we wasn't saved, you know what I would do? I would get saved. Amen. Praise God. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul. When we begin to bless the Lord, we talk about who God is. Why do we want to bless God? Why do we want to bless him? Because look, listen, he is the great I am. Amen. He is eternally existent. He has no beginning. He has no end. He alone is reality. Amen. Come on, somebody. And all other reality he created. Come on. He is constant. He's continually occurring and he's unchanging. He's independent. He's sovereign. He has absolute authority. Amen. Now, in the earth realm, he gave us authority. That's because that's what his will was. But God, don't get it twisted. God has absolute authority. Amen. Amen. He is truth. He is love. He is light. He is life. He is beauty. He is perfection. He is holiness. He is joy. He is everything. And he alone is worthy of our worship and our praise. God is worthy of you and me lifting up our voice and saying, Lord, I just want to bless you. Oh, I just want to bless you. What dad, what mom, what brother, what sister, what husband, what wife, what child don't want to hear somebody say thank you? Amen. You do something for somebody and they come back and say, look, thank you so much. I appreciate it. You just don't know how much I appreciate it. Man, that does your heart good. Amen. God is the same way. That's why we're commanded. I mean, this is not an option. We are commanded to what? Bless the Lord. Amen. Now, when you bless the Lord, this is what we got to realize. Amen. When you bless the Lord, you speak to God in ways that gives him honor, describing his majesty, his beauty, all that is true about him in terms of his attributes and his works. Amen. When you begin to bless the Lord, you begin to describe the things that he's done for you. You begin to describe who he is. You begin to open up your mouth and talk about his works and talk about all of the good that he's done. Lord, thank you. Lord, I just want to bless you. Now, you need to get this down to a science. Amen. You need to work on it. Practice on it. You know, I remember one guy, he's like, man, he can sing real good. He said, man, when it comes to leading songs, I just don't know what to say. Some people just know what to say and they can, Lord, I want to thank you because you opened up a door and opened up a window and mopped the floor and you turned on the light and you made it bright. I mean, they know what to say. When you begin to praise God, how do you know what to say? Amen. Come on, y'all. Look at your life. Open up your eyes and just look around. Look at the things that God has done in your life. You didn't open your own eyes. Come on. You didn't make your own legs get you out of bed. It's God's grace and it's his goodness. Glory to God. He put a roof over your head. Glory to God. God is so good. Amen. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul. Now, when he says, O my soul, he's talking about your mind. Amen. See, you know, a lot of times we haphazardly praise God. You know, we could be in church. Now, I've done it before. I'm here in church, but boy, my mind over in back in Oxford. Amen. Or Wherever you may be, your mind may be in Tupelo. Yeah, you sitting in that seat, but boy, your mind is like, it's on Wednesday of next week. Amen. You are already into the week. Amen. Why? So when you get ready to bless God, listen, this is nothing that you do haphazardly. You got to prepare yourself. You got to tell your mind, get right. Yeah. Get right. You fall in line because I'm getting ready to bless God. I'm getting ready to give him glory. Amen. In order to bless the Lord in this capacity, you have to have a renewed mind. If you don't know much about God and you don't have fellowship with him, it ain't a whole lot you can say. Amen. Amen. You know, a lot of y'all can't get on that organ and say, if I say, all right, I want you to add a horn patch and a piano patch, go in and do it for me. You can be like, man, what in the world are you talking about? Why? Because you don't know. Amen? Now, if Mr. Bo and Mr. Martin say, Therese, I need you to change that transmission, to change that fluid, and I'm going to be looking like, all right, your vehicle will be on the side of the road. Why? Because I don't know. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Now, if you want me to cook you a burger and put some... I'll tell you something. I cook a mean burger now. Amen. I can cook breakfast and hamburgers. Amen. If you ever want... you want to ready to cook? I tried to cook last night. And me and Paris ate it, you know, because she helped me cook it. But everybody else just kind of looked at it. Amen. I don't know what's wrong with my cooking. Amen. I can cook a little bit. Amen. But what I'm saying... if you don't know a lot about it, if you don't know much about God, there's not much you can say. I mean, you'll come up to the Lord, Lord, thank you for waking me up. Okay, and thank you, I can breathe. You know, come on, y'all, come on. We got to bless God. Amen. You got to get your mind right. You got to spend time with him, spend time in his word so you will know who he is and know his essence and know his character. Amen. Praise God. If your life is full of transgressions and iniquities, amen, it's going to make that voice very small. When you try to bless God and you try to praise him, it's going to make it very, very small. Why? Man, you know how it is when you done did wrong. Come on now. Amen. You ain't got much to say. You're trying to hide. You're looking under the eye. Come on, somebody. Amen. Praise God. But when you have a deep knowledge of the Lord and the love, you have a deep knowledge of the Lord and the love, what is holy and pure. This type of worship and this type of praise, it just bubbles out of your heart. It flows out of your spirit and just up out of my Father. Thank you so much. You're so good to me, Lord. Lord, you're so good. I'm saying for me, I spend time. I mean, I name them off. Lord, I remember when this happened. Lord, I just want to say thank you, Lord. I mean, this is me and God talking. This is me and my daddy talking. Amen. This is me and my elder brother. This is me and the Holy Spirit talking. I want to thank you for this and that, Lord. It could have turned out the other way, Lord. Thank you so much. Lord, when I didn't know the answer, Lord, God, you stepped in and you gave me wisdom. I want to say thank you, Lord. He said, bless the Lord. You tell your mind, you get ready. You cut all the stuff out. Put the phone down. Come on, y'all. Turn the TV off. Amen. And you bless the Lord. Amen. You open up your mouth and you tell God how good he is. You speak in ways that gives him honor. You describe his beauty and his mighty works. Amen. Turn to Psalms real quick. Psalms 105. Watch this. Psalms 105, verse 1. It says, oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deed among the peoples. I tell you, it said peoples. I said, that's how you know God black. The peoples. Amen. And I'm just, that's a joke. That's a joke, y'all. It says, sing to him, sing songs to him, talk of his wondrous works. Come on. Give glory in his name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Come on. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. One more. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wondrous his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. Is that all of five? Amen. Amen. So he said, talk of his marvelous works. Amen. Talk of the things that he has done. Amen. I mean, you don't be quiet about it. You talk. God wants you. He wants you to put. He want to hear it. I love when my kids say, Dad, thank you for this. And Dad, thank you for that. And oh, Dad, you so. I mean, hey, I love it. Come on, y'all. Excuse me. God is the same way. Amen. Got something to drink. I need some. I guess I can get this anointing oil and turn it up. Amen. Excuse me. Or that sanitizer one. I mean, it don't make me no difference. Amen. Amen. Then it says, go back to Psalms 103. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Amen. Praise God. So he said, bless the Lord, O my soul. And then he said, and forget not. Let's go back to the first one. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Now, what you have to realize is, he said, all that is within me. Listen, this is not no little slot or a little sliver that you're just going to fit God into. You got to use all of your capacities, all of your faculties, everything that's on the inside of you. All of your capabilities, because this is complete worship. This is the heart erupting with gratitude because of the things that God has done. He said, all that is within me. He said, bless his holy name. Amen. Praise God. Yep. Gotta get another sip of this water. Hang on. I'm good. I got some. Y'all say, have a seat, bro. Yeah, sit down. That's right. Sit. He's at the church. Yeah, bring it on. Bring it on. You know what? I was at the game Thursday night. They had a Thursday night game. And I think our team made it to the playoffs. And I had on this sweater when I got out the car. I said, it ain't that cold. I said, I'll be all right. So I had a sweater, this quarter zipped up to your neck. And I sat out there and I was sitting down. Boy, and all of a sudden the bottom fell out. And I started getting cold. I'm like, man, what? I said, I started giving me some gloves. I started bringing me a blanket. I said, well, man, I ain't gonna carry no big blanket up there because Toy was in the concession stand. They got her to do concessions and Princess had gloves on, and she had on 12 layers of clothes. Talking about, go to Fayette, yeah, go. And I'm just mad because my fingers cold, and the kids, the other two, they got gloves. They all want, and I'm freezing. And behind me with this four-year-old, he cried the first quarter, and he cried the whole entire second quarter. And he kept saying, he said, Grandpa, I want to go on the field and play. You know, after the first 10 minutes, you know, okay, you know, this is a little kid. But after the first 10 minutes, and we got like 5 minutes left in the first quarter, and he been crying, I'm talking about constantly, Grandpa, where is Johnny at? That was had to be his brother. He coming back. That grandmama got fed up. She said, come here, John Luke. You better shut your mouth. And he looked at it, he said, and he right in my ear. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, and I'm cold, so I'm rocking side to side. And Grandpa said, John Luke, you gotta get down, you're gonna fall. I said, Lord, if I stick my leg out, I bet I could trip that little boy. I can make it. I said, I ain't gonna do this. He cried. He said, then he got on, it's too much noise. The band is playing. I'm like, this what you in a football game is what the band they supposed to play. I said, Jesus. So the first quarter get over, so we start in the second quarter. He ain't lit up a lick. I want something to drink. So he come down and sit beside me. And I can feel him looking at me. And I'm looking down at this little boy looking in my face. And he looked at me and told myself, so I kind of look back at the grandpa. He's like, John Luke, come back up here, John Luke. I'm like, yeah, you better get John Luke because it's about to be a problem up in here. So 2 minutes before halftime, he finally said, I got to go potty. And when that grandmama got him and took him to the potty, I said, Jesus. I said, I will bless the Lord. Woo. I'm just saying God will make a way when there seems to be no way. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. All right, let's move on. Let's move on. Because I said I wasn't going to be long. Let me drop this on you. Amen. Praise God. Now watch what the scripture says, y'all. Watch this. It says, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Ooh, y'all. Praise God. All right. I'm going to move on real quick. Listen, in your life, you need to begin to note. I mean, do your best to catalog and note every benefit, everything that God does for you. Why? Because you need to know how good God is. Amen. You need to know that you have an eternal Father who is doing things for you. Amen. You have an eternal brother. Amen. Who died on the cross for you. Amen. That's what he has ministry spirits that are working on your behalf. Amen. For you. He said, forget not all his benefits. Amen. He said, in your mind, you need to catalog every grace, every mercy, every act, every provision, every protection, every kindness, every expression of love. You need to meditate and think on these things. Amen. Praise God. I'm telling you, before you walked up in this church, you was already behind. What do you mean you was already behind? God already forgave you for something. Amen. Come on, somebody. God, listen, he already done protected you some kind of way before you got here. Come on, somebody. He's already gave you favor in some situation. Hallelujah. He's already encouraged your heart some kind of way. Amen. He said, forget not his benefits. And God done did all that. I'm talking, we just said, 11 o'clock? And God done did all this for you. Have you said anything about it? Have you said, Lord, thank you? Amen. Have you lifted your hands and said, Lord, I want to thank you for all that you've done for me because you're so good. Amen. So he said, and forget not all his benefits. Now he gives us a list right here. He starts us off. He said, who forgives all of your iniquities. Amen. You know what? Every believer in this house ought to shout about that all day. Oh, if God dealt with us according to our sins, like he should deal with us according to our sins, oh, where would we be? He said he forgives all of your iniquities. Amen. He heals all your diseases. I can speak for myself. Amen. I remember when I had COVID. Amen. I remember when I had double pneumonia. I remember when I couldn't breathe. I remember it felt like fire was in my chest and you seen that movie where the thing pop out their chest and it rah, pop out. That's what it felt like. Amen. I remember when I felt like that. Amen. But God healed my disease. Amen. God healed my body. We can look at our own bishop, cancer free. I'm telling you one time, boy, we had to stand, amen. Now, I mean, that's what we do, we stand. But boy, I mean, If you didn't stay in the word, I mean, you could easily let your mind just go all over there. But no, God, this is what your word said. You heal all our diseases. And look at him now. Amen. Look at him now. Look at you now. Amen. Some of you been sick. Some of you done had ailments. The devil attacked your body. But look at you now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He redeems your life from destruction. Let me tell you something. This is seen and unseen. Amen. God redeems your life from things that you know about. It's a whole lot of stuff that you don't even know about that God is redeeming you from. Amen. I was on my way to pick up Cameron last night from work. I left and I bagged out and stopped just for a couple of seconds. Did whatever I was going to do. And I headed on down the road. And just up above me, about two car lengths, this big old book just crossed the road. And I stopped, because I've been studying. I said, Lord, thank you. I said, what? It could have went the other way. What if I, those 2 seconds that I stopped in my driveway to do whatever I did, what if I didn't do that? And I'm coming down there and that big book jumped out in front of me. My God, my God. He redeems your life from destruction. I was traveling back. I think I was coming back out of Baton Rouge. Had to do some work down there. And for whatever reason, what these cars, they was getting it. I drive 80. You know, I would ask God for that ram in the bush. Lord, my ram in the bush hit. There they go. I get right on behind them. I just want to make sure I'm just making sure I'm here. Amen. Make sure y'all hear that too now. I ain't want y'all think I'm going crazy. Amen. Oh, that was a feedback or something. Praise God. Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies? Amen. Amen. And you ought to thank God every day of your life for his loving kindness, his tender mercies. God is so, he is so merciful to you. He's so merciful to me. Oh, he sees, he's so full of love. He's so kind. Amen. Then it says, who satisfied your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like an eagle's. Now, I was reading it, and I was looking it up in different translations. I was really trying to get deep with this because I just want a real good understanding. When I read if I read Psalms 103, I mean, I got 20 translations on my thing. I'll read through all of them. I just want to get a good understanding of it. And God said, Therese, you're really trying to oversimplify this. I mean, you're really trying to overcomplicate this. He said, I said what I said the way that I said it. He said, who satisfied your mouth with good things? The other translation said, who fills your life with good things? God said, that's what I mean. I want to fill your life with good things. Yeah. Another translation says, who fills every desire with good things, your every desire with good things. God said, I want to do that for you. I want to do that for you. I'm going to say it again. God says he wants to do that for you. Fill your life with good things. Good things. Your every desire. Amen. These good desires now. Your every desire. God wants to do that for you. Amen. So that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Amen. Praise God. The Lord execute righteousness and justice for all of those who are oppressed. You know, there are times in your life when it seems like you're being attacked on every side. This is going on and that is going on and people saying this and people doing that and your job doing this and your job doing that. Let me tell you something. You have a God that works on your behalf. Come on, y'all. That he said in his scriptures that he will execute righteousness on your behalf. When the enemy begins to try to oppress you, and he begins to try to make a mockery of your life, God will work on your behalf. Amen. Praise God. And then it says, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. God is, we should thank him every day that he's slow to anger. Amen. 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 We should thank him every day that he abounds in mercy. Amen. All the mercy of God. Oh, he's slow to anger. Amen. I mean, it takes a lot to get God angry. Amen. I mean, but why? Because his mercy, I mean, his mercy abounds and abounds. He shows so much mercy, so much mercy, so much mercy. I read the account of the children of Israel, and you say to yourself, man, how in the world can these people keep messing up like this? If he said, don't go worship no false idols, why in the world are you going to go worship some false idols? You know, it's easy to be a sideline coach, amen? It's easy to be a sideline coach, amen? Praise God. But God is slow to anger, and he abounds in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. I love it. Verse 10, he has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities, amen? This is something you should thank God for. Lord, thank you. Thank you for forgiving me. Thank you for giving me another chance. Thank you for protecting my family, Father God. Thank you for engrafting me into the family and making me your child. Lord, I want to say thank you. Come on, somebody. Verse 11, for as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. You know, NASA said that in the observable universe, they think they found the end of it from what they can observe. They don't know what's beyond that. But what they can observe with that Hubble telescope, the observable universe. Now, they said that if you were to try to travel to the end of the universe at speed of light. Now, the speed of light is what? 186,000 miles per second. Now, this ain't like 60 miles per hour. This is 186,000 miles per second. Every 6 seconds, you go 1.1 million miles. Amen. If you were to go at the speed of light and to get to the very end of the universe, it would take you 225 trillion years. Amen. Just to get to the end of the universe going at the speed of light at 186,000 miles per second. God said that my mercy far exceeds that right there. My mercy far exceeds that. He said, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. If you shoot a line going this way, and you shoot a line going that way, they will never touch. I said, never touch. And God said, he has removed your transgressions from you like that. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. Amen. You've seen a father, a dad, that child falls and you pick him up. You know, when Paris had that bike accident years ago and they was riding that bike and she came down that hill without a helmet and she went over the top of that bike and her face went into the pavement. And I ran out there and we was out there and I picked my baby up and what was I doing? I was pitying my child. This is my child. Blood all on my shirt, tie, everything. It didn't matter. Amen. Why? Because I was a good father. Amen. She was a good mother. She had good brothers and sisters. Amen. Because we all had her. Let's head to the hospital. Amen. Praise God. Listen, for he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. Amen. Listen, God made a way of escape for you. God has given you spiritual gifts and spiritual things that you can use in your life to help you overcome. Amen. Does that make sense? Amen. Amen. Praise God. He knows your friend. God created you. He knows you in a flesh body. Amen. Praise God. That's why he's so merciful. That's why he's so merciful. Amen. Praise God. And I'm finna wrap it up. Verse 17, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to such as keep his covenant and to those who remember his commandments to do them. Verse 19, the Lord has established his throne in heaven and his kingdom rules over all. Verse 21, listen to what it said. He said, bless the Lord, you his angels who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Now, David not only said that we should bless the Lord, but what I'm telling you, the reason why it's so important for you and me to bless God, all of creation blesses the Lord. Why? Because he is the creator. He is I am. Come on, do you get it? He is the great God, Jehovah, all power. He's powerful, all knowing, all seeing. Amen. Praise God. Verse 21, bless the Lord, all ye his hosts, you ministers of his who do his pleasure. Amen. This is his heavenly armies. Now, if the angels of the Lord will sit there and bless him, Lord, God, the God, well, they don't call him Father, great God, Jehovah, we bless you. We worship you. We should do even more. Why? Because we are his children. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen to this. I'm going to wrap it up. Verse 22, bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Not only do the angels bless God, not only should we bless God, but it says all of his works. What are his works? Everything that he created. Amen. The earth cries out in worship to him. Amen. The sky, the trees, the rocks, the animals, they all cry out in worship to the great God Jehovah. Amen. They all cry out to him in worship. Amen. And it says in every place of his dominion, everything worships and bless the Lord. What do you mean again by worship and blessing the Lord, Therese? I'm going to leave you with this right here. Speak to God in ways that will give him honor. Speak in ways that will describe his majesty, his beauty, his power. Talk about his attributes and talk about his works, the things that he's done for you in your life. Take those things and talk them back to him. Lord, I want to thank you because I remember when I didn't have a job. I remember when I couldn't pay my bills. Lord, I remember when my child was sick. You, God, you came through for me. And Lord, I just want to say thank you. I want to praise you, Lord. I want to praise you. This comes from the heart. I mean, you ain't got me on the organ or the other musicians on the instrument. Oh, you by yourself. Lord, I just want to thank you. You're driving down your road. Lord, I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you, Father God, because you're so good. I remember when this happened. Lord, it could have went the other way, but I want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you for waking me up this morning. Come on, y'all. Lord, thank you for you gave me and my family food to eat. God wants to hear that. He said, it says, all that men would bless the Lord. Come on, y'all. All that men would praise the Lord. All that men would bless the Lord. We have been commanded to worship and praise God. And something powerful, as I wrap this up, powerful happens when you praise God. Your praise, it affects you. Listen now. Your praise, it will affect the enemy, and your praise will affect God. Amen. It touches every part of your life. Your praise does. Every part of your life, your praise. And guess what? The lack thereof praise also does the same thing. Live a life of praise. Every day of your life, as often as you think about it, you need to open your mouth and say, Lord, I'm working, but Lord, I just want to take a minute and say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I can't speak on your life, on your behalf. Only you know what's going on with you. Only you know what's going on with your family. Only you know what's going on with your finances, your job, or your health, or your body, or your spouse, or your children. Only you know that, but you need to tell God, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. I praise you. I praise you. Amen. I'm gonna read it. Turn Psalms 104. Let me just read the first, two verses of that. Listen what it says. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. Now he's telling you how to praise. Now listen to it. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You're clothed with honor and majesty, who cover yourself with light as with a garment, who stretch out the heavens like a curtain. See, it is not hard to worship and praise God. Lord, you're great. Oh, Lord, you're good. Amen. You ain't got to speak it in King James Elizabethan language. You talk how you talk. Lord, I'm telling you, when I talk to God, I talk how I talk. Amen. Lord, I just want to say thank you. Lord, I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I mean, Lord, from my heart, I appreciate you, Lord God. And then I name them off. I thank you for this. I thank you for that. Lord. And then we have a conversation. Lord, you remember when I was going through this and I was going through that? Lord, thank you so much. Thank you for being so good. You're so wise, Lord. Ain't nobody strong as you are. Ain't nobody smart as you are. This is just me and God having a conversation. Amen. Amen. You have yours the way you have it. Amen. But you need to thank God every day. Amen. Amen. Praise God.